Katie was at the Tony Awards last night, and we saw her actually on TV multiple times. How awesome is that? And she's calling in from New York City. Now, just be let's all be cautious around Katie. She's only been on three occasions in 3 weeks. So she might be a little tired. Good morning, Katie.
Oh, my God. I can die because I've already... I've gone to heaven. I feel like I've already died and gone to heaven, given the Tony Awards. It was unbelievable, you guys. Unbelievable. And I'm sitting down on my bed in my hotel room because my feet are so swollen, they do not fit into my tennis shoes this morning. So that's fun.
So you obviously did some stuff leading up to, I mean, as far as going around New York City and sightseeing, and you show us where the red carpet was. But, like, what are some of the people you saw? We know you stalked Oprah online. We saw that. I like that.
Yes, I did. And I feel like I was on my phone a whole lot this entire trip because everywhere you turn, there was something going on. Like, first of all, Matt knows this because he has lived it and experienced it. But did you guys know that every single year for the past 68 years, on the night of the Tonys, which is 78 years, but for the past 68 years, there has been the Puerto Rican festival, the national, like the Puerto Rican Pride Festival, and a million people, that's not an exaggeration, a million people were on Fifth Avenue, right where our hotel is, right before the Tonys. 1 million people. So it was...
Wow.
To say that it was insane is, like, the biggest understatement of my life.
Did it make you late to get there?
No, because they do... I mean, it is a well-oiled machine at this point. I mean, for the past almost 70 years, they've been on the same weekend. And as soon... I mean, they started setting up, I guess, on the night before, and very, very early... late, but early morning hours of the night before, setting up and blocking off streets. And I mean, when they say that New York City is a city that doesn't sleep, they're not kidding. We walked up and there were probably 100 uniformed police officers standing in formation, getting their orders, figuring out where they were going. And then literally a million people showed up for the Puerto Rican Pride Festival or the Puerto Rican Festival. And then as soon as that was over, they start tearing things down and putting things up for the Tonys. It was insane.
Wow. Now,
but it did. I was going to tell you real quick. The night before the Tonys, we were walking around and we were trying to take in all the sights and see where the red carpet was going to be. And the major play in all of that is that it was pouring rain.
Oh.
So, yeah. And like kind of some gusty winds in the city. And so we saw them setting up a press shed. I don't know. It was a huge kind of see-through tent. And then they put the red carpet through there. And it ended up that the weather held out and it did not rain when people were actually walking the red carpet, but they were prepared just in case. And I guess that they ended up walking that part of the red carpet anyway, since it was already set up and press was in there. And it was just surreal. It was absolutely surreal.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. Like, you're standing in a room, and then you're getting alerted that you're on TV multiple times. You're standing in a room, and there's Oprah. There's George Clooney. There's Lin-Manuel Miranda. I mean, there's a million stars there.
Oh, there were a million stars everywhere we looked.
Keanu Reeves.
There were a million stars. Keanu Reeves was there. I mean, not even counting all of the Broadway, huge players, they were all there, but then also the presenters were all celebrities. So I saw Samuel L. Jackson. I saw Katie Holmes. I have a whole list of people it was just everywhere you turn. Sarah Paulson was on stage. And I did stalk Oprah at one point. I saw her while I was sitting in my seat. And it was very interesting the way that they film for the Tonys on television. And it's very different from what you see on TV, from what you experience, being there live. They have a big countdown going. It's kind of like radio in a way, where they say, okay, we have 30 seconds, and they count it down, and you better be in your seat or you can't go back until that time is done. And so that's where I spotted Oprah. I guess she had gotten up to go to the bathroom at some point or
Ozempic,
do whatever.
Ozempic bathroom, yeah.
Maybe she had to go or have an Ozempic shot. I don't know. Girl looks good.
She did look good.
Katie, question.
Yeah.
One, I have two questions real quick. One, when all the celebrities go onto the red carpet, did you go on the same red carpet?
No. They're very slick about that. The commoners, if you will, get to go in one side of Radio City Music Hall, and then you want to talk about black escalade, just by the lineup on the other side of Radio City Music Hall, and they had their own entrance and then their own photographer. So they were coming in kind of like the backside, and it was blocked off with some big, I learned the name of those things, but basically big dividers. A barricade, yes, but then these big dividers where you can't see on the other side.
You couldn't go up to the red carpet yourself to see all the celebrities coming in that area.
Right. Because we had to be in our seats at a certain point. And so a lot of the celebrities are coming in, especially like the big name ones and celebrities, and then also Broadway celebrities are all coming in at pretty much at the very last second. But I don't know if you guys took in Act One, but there was an entire show before the show started at 8 p.m. So we were actually sitting in our seats at around 5:30.
Oh, wow.
And we did not get up until 11 p.m., 11:15 p.m.
So that's the poor people seating time, and then the rich people come in just at the very last minute. I get it.
The celebrities just come in whenever they feel like it. And then my dad actually told me about this. I did not know about it, or maybe I didn't remember, but Jared, you're a Seinfeld fan.
Yes.
Right? So do you remember the episode where Kramer gets stuck being a seat holder for the Tonys?
Oh, yeah,
and
that's
then
right.
Elaine and
yes.
Seinfeld, they get stuck in the Puerto Rican parade.
That's right. That's right.
That was legit my life yesterday.
That's hilarious. That's a great episode.
It was really great.
And Katie, I'm out of curiosity with all these big celebrity names that are going to be there and you guys on one side just walking in. How is the security around like that particular area at that time? Was it unbelievably hard to get in? And
I wonder
if the celebrities, were they as much scrutinized to get in as you guys were?
No, well, they had, because they had their own private entrance and they were going through their own. They definitely went through some like a security scanner, but I think it had a lot to do with the parade that day, but there were police officers everywhere. And then the barricades, you couldn't walk straight down a street at all. You had to constantly go down a street, turn right, go down a street. Like you had constantly dodging all of the barricades. It is really, the only way to describe it is a well-oiled machine. They are not playing. They, like, you better know where you're going and go there. And then as soon as, like, when we wanted to take a few photos outside of Radio City Music Hall right before we were walking in, and they were just like, if you are in line, move it. Like, move. They were polite, but
let's keep it moving.
So
what would you say was the most interesting thing about being there that people just don't, before we get to that, the fact that you're sitting, and it looks like you were at second tier up, like there's down, okay, but it, like the front row, right? Or like right at it.
Right at it, yeah. Right on the front row.
Then the host, Cynthia Erivo, who is in Wicked and a huge star now, all of a sudden she's standing right next to you and performing or speaking. And it's like,
yes,
there's Cynthia Erivo and then Katie.
I know.
Like, what is happening?
I don't know. It is still
I'm
so
sitting
surreal.
On my couch eating Pringles, watching it, and Katie is sitting next to the host.
Yeah, I don't know. I truly do not know how it happened. One minute, Cynthia Erivo is on the stage, of the big Tony stage. And then the next thing we know, it was like right after a commercial break. And all of a sudden we saw the ushers who took us down to our seats right on the front row of the second mezzanine. And we see them kind of run down and we turn and we look. And the next thing we know, there is a humongous spotlight and all of the cameras that have been on the pulley system, all night long, moving all around the whole entire room, getting all the shots. All of a sudden, those cameras just, boom, are right there facing us. And the spotlight, we all turn around, and there was Cynthia Erivo eating popcorn, like three seats behind me. No clue that she walked onto the balcony.
Yeah.
No clue that she was sitting there. She was stealth.
Well, she has a broom. She can fly. I don't know if you've seen the movie. But I did. She did.
And let me just tell you, when you know how people say that, oh, you know, she's small and mighty, or like that she's very little, but she has this presence about her. It was, yes, the lights and the cameras and the dresses and the atmosphere. I mean, we're sitting in Radio Music Hall, she is a force. I mean, you just felt the confidence coming off of her. You felt that she was like, she was having a good time.
She
was really eating popcorn. During commercial, the television commercial breaks, she was passing out New York hot nuts and popcorn to all of the celebrities down on, like, right in front of the stage, just passing them out and chatting up George Clooney, chatting up Oprah. She gave Oprah a car last night. She was like, you get a car.
Oh, I saw that. That was funny. She said, look under your seat, Oprah. Oprah.
She doesn't need a car. You need a car, Kate.
Exactly. I was like, Cynthia, can I get a car?
And then, there was a hot mic moment. I don't know if you've seen it because you were there, but Cynthia Erivo was caught on hot mic saying, man, that woman has a weird looking back. She's talking about you. and I was like, my gosh, she didn't need to see that night. She's trying to focus, but she's a professional. She continued the show. If you're just joining us, somebody said last week with Katie's dress, somebody said, why is your back so weird? Which is like the weirdest. Like, I don't even understand that. You don't have a weird back. I will say this. Your dress looked really good, like in the photos and everything. And then on TV, it looked great. And then I thought you had to end up choosing a better. I'm glad you didn't pick dress A. That'd have been a disaster. But dress B was so good. I mean, I think you had better dresses than some of the people that presented.
Well, thank you. And I do feel a little bit of redemption today, because remember when we were talking about the dress, and I mean, it was like, there were a lot of nice comments, Jason. I know that you're like, no, they're compliments.
They were.
For a minute, I thought, well, maybe I did make a mistake, even though I really loved the dress both of the dresses that I chose, I loved. And I knew, I think I ended up telling you guys this, but I knew from the start that it was going to be the black one that I was going to be wearing. And I had the gloves, and knew how I was going to do my hair, and I had my shoes and my evening bag. And I felt a little bit of redemption last night when people were like, yeah, that I did not expect it to come together like that.
And Katie, when you were there and you before the Tony Awards, during the Tony Awards, after the Tony Awards, did you run into any celebrities that you could have talked to, taken a photo with?
Yes.
You did?
Sure did. So during the actual, the awards, so when we're in, which is crazy to even think, like, you're at the Tonys, but then you're also in Radio City Music Hall. Like, those two things are separate, but it's crazy that you're sitting there, you know, and taking it all in. We were not able to, you could see some of the, obviously looking over the balcony, you could see the celebrities down on the main floor. And I was very good at picking out. I was like, oh, there's a good dress. There's a good dress. Oh, he definitely looks like a celebrity. But at the after party, which was like super top secret, and they didn't even put it on our after party ticket, it was held at the Museum of Modern Art at MoMA. And so when we went to the after party, I won't say everybody was there, because a lot of the Broadway shows have their own parties, but right when we walked in, Julianne Hough from Dancing with the Stars and also Broadway and a million other things was right there in front of me. And I turned to Maddie from Tanger Center. We're traveling together. And I said, please, 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 please take a picture of us together. And we just were like, do you mind taking a photo? And she was so super cool about it.
Oh, she was.
She has a Mormon background. That's why she was so nice.
And so when this after party came, this was an after party for the commoners like yourself and celebrities. Some celebrities could also go, because like you said, the big top names like maybe Oprah is having her own little shindig. But how many celebrities do you think were at this after party that you were invited to?
Oh, I would say so many of the Broadway celebrities were there.
Okay.
So many. I mean, And for those of you who guessed that, because right before I left for New York, we were talking about who you guys thought was going to win for Best Musical. And it ended up being Maybe Happy Ending.
I thought so.
Was for Best Musical. And
ChatGPT was wrong. It said it'd be Mincemeat or whatever it was called.
Yeah. So they were, I think a lot of those actors were having their own party. But we saw, I mean, I saw a lot of the original cast from Hamilton. They were there. Lin-Manuel, no, I did not see him. But a lot of the other original cast members were there. And then, I mean, just, it was like everywhere you turn, just a lot of Broadway stars were also there. So,
that's cool.
Maddie from Tanger was having like the time of, we both were having the time of our lives, but she was really helping me pick out a lot of the Broadway stars. And she has a million pictures of some of the people that she really looks up to, having a theater background and you know, working in theater. So I didn't know everybody at the after party, but let me just tell you, the bubbly was flowing. There were performers, a lot of Broadway performers were just picking up the microphone and singing. They had food stations.
Gosh, I wish you would have sang.
Do
you not have two Christmas albums?
Amazing. But you guys, I want to tell you the best moment. You know how sometimes I make fun of like Travis Kelce, who said, and even that one time Tom Brady said, "Oh, it's electric. Everything's electric."
Uh-huh,
you know,
it's like, right.
Okay, right? When the original cast of Hamilton performed, I felt what they mean by that, like the electricity in the room. I got goosebumps. I started to cry. Like it's the music. It's the fact that it's a moment. Everybody around you is having the time of their lives. All eyes are on the performance. It truly was the definition of electric. When, like, I get a little bit emotional talking about it because it was really so cool. It was a really cool moment.
I mean, you can feel it through the screen, so I cannot imagine being there because that was a special moment. Look, Katie, talk about me being supportive, okay?
Yes.
Okay. The NBA Finals was on last night, and I watched the Tonys because I knew it was going to be today. Plus, my daughter's obsessed with the stuff, but my daughter went to a watch party with her mom.
Yeah.
And I know you were sending photos out to everybody, but I said, Ava, these are Katie's sending these just to you. Just don't look at her Instagram page. And you'll see them up there too. But and it made her night too. But no, I was like, no, I'm going to watch the Tonys and then flip back and forth with the NBA Finals. But I watched every minute of it. Just, you know, to support you.
It was just so good. Well, thank you. I do appreciate it. It was an unbelievable show. Cynthia Erivo, I hope that she hosts again next year because she was just the ultimate professional. The powerhouse voice that she has is unbelievable. I know obviously there are writers and, you know, whatever, but the opening song, the opening number was phenomenal, very funny. And then at the very end, and I don't know if you guys got to see this or not, because we did go over the 11 o'clock, I think it was only slated to run until 11 o'clock, but around 11:10 is when the show wrapped up and Cynthia Erivo came out. Her final number was, her outfit was purple, and she ended up singing a song that kind of wrapped up the entire award show. And it just was phenomenal. And then we went to the after party until about 2 o'clock this morning.
Nice.
And so now I'm up, I'm showered, I'm packed, and just like on cloud nine, getting ready to
head. Are you hungover?
No, I mean, I definitely drank my share of bubbly for sure. I did not have a dry glass the entire night. But no, I think it's just the adrenaline. I'm just running on adrenaline, and it's just the coolest.
Well, and hurry back. I know you saw Oprah and George Clooney and Cynthia Erivo and the cast of Hamilton, but tomorrow we're going to interview Keanu Reeves' brother's dog trainer. So, and not his like direct dog trainer for his brother, but someone that worked with his dog trainer for his brother. It's 7 or 8 degrees away.
You guys, it's like the dream just keep on dreaming. It just keeps coming.
Hurry back if you want to get an autograph.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. All right, you guys. I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay. Right, safe travels.
Bye.
All right. Bye. She's living the dream.
Must be nice.
Yep.
Third vacation.
Wine country.
I mean, not, and this is not like, oh, we're going to Myrtle Beach vacation.
No.
This is like Oregon wine country.
Once in a lifetime.
This is a major resort that she's at.
The Most Tony people Awards. Once in a lifetime and yeah. once in a lifetime.
She went yeah. to yeah. Then she went to like one of the. I think it's one of the, if not the most expensive hotel in North Carolina last week.
Yep.
In Asheville, and then Radio City Music Hall, and then everything paid for.
Yep.
Everything paid
everything.
For.
Hmm. Wow.
I'm like, if I can scrape together $500, I can go to Myrtle Beach for 2 days this summer. My kids will be real disappointed. All right. I mean, we're happy is what we're saying. You can't,
yes,
you can't
of
tell.
Course.
How
clearly
happy we
feel
are.
It.
Right.
Not so jealous happy. At all.
Yeah, come on.